Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Again, in our statement, Palau is considering the value of ratifying the core treaties. However, as mentioned in our report, we need more time, and we continue to seek the international organizations and international communities to assist the Republic of Palau in this endeavor. With regards to the recommendations from Ghana, we welcome that recommendation, and to report that education is inclusive for all children in Palau. And again, lunch, transportation, and healthcare is provided as well. We also recognize Georgia for recommending the healthcare of Palau. This is still, at this time, legislation also has just been passed for those that have not been in the program and are now in the healthcare system. Before I make my closing statement, Mr. President, I also recognize Maldives for their support and to recommend Palau to push for the disability policy for 2015 to 2020, and we welcome their recommendation on that one. And I will now read our closing statement. Mr. Vice President of the Human Rights Council, members of our Troika, Excellencies, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Palau, I would like to thank you all again for the opportunity to share our human rights story. We continue to learn from best practices and strive to shape and develop the policies of our country while also trying to stay abreast with international standards. At times, it seems our head is just above water and we are treading in place. However, the key word there is that we are above water and continue to make every effort for the people of our island nation. It is no surprise that a small country with limited resources faces challenges in ensuring that human rights are afforded to every single person. However, as you have just heard, we are also making some mighty strides and are proud to have shared an open and honest report with the international community. With the financial and technical support from our international partners, we will also continue to analyze our laws and legislative compliances reviews and make further amendments to legislations in order to ensure human rights are afforded to every person in the country. Our government will continue to educate the public in human rights, raising awareness to the community so that our right bearers understand their rights and responsibilities. In closing, I would like to congratulate the OHCHR for their efforts in overseeing this process. The UPR process is a catalyst for us to look within, assess our situation, and open our eyes to the gaps in our system when ensuring the rights of people in Palau. The government of Palau also like to thank the Secretariat of the Pacific Community and the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat for their guidance and support through this process. I would like to particularly thank the government of Israel and the government of Sweden for their gracious donation in supporting our delegation to attend this session. We also want to take this opportunity to show our appreciation to the Kingdom of Netherlands for providing funding support to the Secretariat of the Pacific Community in order to provide the necessary support to all Pacific countries, including the training support in Palau last year, the mock session in preparation for this review, and the presence of our colleagues from SPC who is here today. To physically get to the other side of the world from the Pacific presents financial difficulties, as you can imagine, and their support has come a long way. Aside from attending important meetings such as this, Palau welcomes and looks for any assistance and support available from development partners and donors in pursuing our human rights endeavors, in not only fulfilling our international human rights obligations, but also aligning ourselves to these principles. I must also thank the mission of the government of Fiji here in Geneva for their assistance in helping us prepare for this session and opening their mission to us. And finally, thank you, Mr. Vice President, and for your patience and guidance in chairing our meeting today, and to all member states present. Thank you for all your input and recommendations that will indeed assist us in all of our work in the Human Rights Convention and its treaties. Lastly, the OHCHR working group and staff, especially the OHCHR Pacific and Asia section, for providing support, assistance, and guidance to prepare us for our second UPR. Indeed, thank you very much.